presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
And welcome to another fun-packed edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. And I must say, we've squeezed a lot in tonight. It's the last time Samantha and I appear in body stockings. Tonight I'd like to introduce you to four of the country's top humorists. So can we all please meet in the bar after the show? Meanwhile, will you welcome on my right Willie Rushton and Bill Tidy? On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And would you welcome, please, a lady with a lot up top, our lovely score person, Samantha. Well, as regular listeners to this program will have gathered, there's currently a recession in the entertainment industry. In the spirit of counterinflation, will you suggest, teams, some cost-cutting remakes of films, shows, programs, and books? Graham, will you start?
New movie, Dances with Gerbils.
Bill.
Oh, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger's Total. Or Sink the Bookmark.
New interesting television drama, Selling John Major.
Pushing Miss Daisy.
Shetland Pony Hoaty, that's the reduced version of Donkey Hoaty. Miguel Savant.
Huge Dorrit. No, this is a huge, strange case where the big ones cost less than the small ones, actually.
Not been my experience.
Still there with the wind.
Ratners Are Forever.
Okay, very good.
Oh,
Greg.
Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments is being done as Cecil B. DeSnack's 3.5 Suggestions.
Folks Who Live on the Hillock by Princely Amis.
Oklahomeless.
Polaroid of Dorian Gray.
Roger and Hammerstein's South Ealing.
Gulliver's Cheap Day Return.
A wheelie bin named Desire.
Roger's Stegosaurus.
And there's Down and Out in Beverly Nichols.
Right. Right, teams. Very good. We're going to go on to the next game. It's a very good musical round, this one. Teams, I want you to sing the words of one song to the tune of another. And for that reason, this game is cunningly entitled One Song to the Tune of Another. Your accompanist for this round is Colin Sell, who appears courtesy of the South Glamorgan Sing As We Go Society. Willie, I want you to sing the words of the girl from Ipanema to the tune of My Old Man's a Dustman.
Taunton and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, aye! When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways. So gentle when she passes, each one she passes goes, aye! Girl from Ipanema.
Your turn, Barry. Now, will you sing the words of It's Been a Hard Day's Night to the tune of Come Into the Garden, Maud?
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, mine. The things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I'm okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight.
He's turning red.
Well, there's only one voice that can follow that. Bill, will you sing the words of I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts to the tune of The Sunshine of Your Smile?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. And they are
That leaves you, Graham Gardner. Will you sing the words of Oh, What a Beauty to the tune of Oh, Sole Mio?
Oh.
Oh, what a beauty. I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty. It must be 2 foot long or even more. It's such a lovely color, and nice and round and fair. I never thought a meadow could grow as big as that. Be 2 foot long or even more. Oh. It's a big color and nice and round and fast. I never thought a man could grow as big as a man. Oh.
Just one courgetto.
With the scores mounting apace, we now go on to a round called Misleading Advice. Teams, can you make some unhelpful or dangerous suggestions as to what the visitor to Britain might do with his time? I'll award points for the best suggestion, and points mean prizes. This week's prize is this stylish pair of concrete underpants. Barry, will you start, please?
If wanting to get to Stratford-on-Avon, get on the Central Line tube and ask again.
Bill.
Chinese visitor could be encouraged to dream up a new pit bull and rice recipe.
Graham.
Don't miss Trooping the Colour, where you can join in the traditional game of grab the flag.
Willie.
Go to the Paris Theatre, Lower Regent Street. Now, you can't miss the sign, BBC, bare-breasted cavorting, and see free live sex involving men at desks.
Our open air lavatories are called Mercury's. Join in the raven shooting at the Tower of London.
It's an old English tradition and a useful one, given the lack of public conveniences in London today. It is quite legal to relieve yourself on the near left leg of a police horse.
Pianist Alfred Brendel is appearing tonight at the Royal Albert Hall. And remember, it's karaoke night.
Should we go on to the next round?
Why not?
This is a very taxing and skillful game. Well, perhaps not. It's called Hard Sell. I want you to talk enthusiastically for 1 minute, teams, about a well-loved and famous person. Or Michael Winner. To make things more difficult, I'd like you to fit the style of your talk to the backing music which Samantha and I put on our gramophone. We're going to start with you, Graham. Will you talk about Sylvester Stallone? Here's your music.
Sylvester Stallone, a newcomer to the street, keeps himself to himself. He says he's a screenwriter, but I've heard he's a bit of an actor too, and a bit of an athlete. You can tell he's athletic by the way he lifts the corner of his mouth like that. Pumping moustache, he calls it. He's not very tall, and his ex-wife might be causing him a bit of trouble. That's Bridget. She's been pretty big around the street for some time now. But he's probably made his biggest impact on the square with his immortal catchphrase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your turn, Bill. Will you talk about the Lone Ranger? Here's your music.
Lone Ranger, and it's Indian friend Tonto. Yes, the Lone Ranger was a masked man on a white horse. He never went anywhere without the white horse, but remember, he'd always stood on his back legs and shouted, "Hi-o, Silver." Many people thought the Lone Ranger was shouting. No one ever saw Silver. It must have been his wife. The Lone Ranger would often save men with crimps, limps, and pimps, and young pretty girls who were on ranches that were being run over by wicked hard men who took all the water rights. By a bad man with a waistcoat and a moustache who sat all the time in a saloon surrounded by other bad men in... waistcoats and moustaches. It was the same story every time. And in the end, the Lone Ranger got bored and was hanged for shooting a poor limping man and his lovely daughter. Tonto now runs a chain of wigwams in Albania. So remember, friends, if you see a white horse... You need more music. Yes, it's a white horse riding off into the sunset. And it's Tonto, or Kimo Sabe, or the other words he used, saying, "Goodbye! Goodbye! Goodbye!"
That was riveting. Barry, your turn. Will you talk about Kenneth Baker? And here's your music.
Yes, it's Kenneth Baker, the man Drill Cream was invented for. In line with the seam of his trousers, marching ahead, the veritable pit bull of our British army. The smile is straight and square and sincere. Dare you question it? Yes, you dare, but wait for the next election. You can put your cross where you like, but really, in your heart, it will always be Kenneth Baker, the man with the smile, the... the man with the parting. Can parting be such sweet sorrow as we leave Kenneth Baker as he strides into the sunset, wondering whether he will ever reoccupy that chair, but he will be back. We know that Kenneth Baker is the man for tomorrow, the man for a week next Wednesday, the man for early closing on Tuesday, but remember, there's late shopping on Thursday. Kenneth Baker, you know it makes sense.
Right. Willie, I know you're absolutely itching to talk about Norman Lamont. Here's your music.
Out of Christopher Lee by his lovely mother, Bella Ney Lugosi, Norman Lamont is quite the best-dressed member of Parliament. Tails, top hat, and cloak. Rarely seen in the daylight hours. Days are spent asleep in a cabinet. Hanging upside down and squeaking pre-election tax cuts. Hates garlic, recoils at the sign of the cross. No reflection in the mirror. In fact, very few favourable mentions in the mirror. The only solution to Norman Lamont is to drive a stake through his heart. Most people can't afford this. Mincemeat apparently will do. Good night, Norman.
I say, we're going to play a game of charades. This calls for a lot of acting and quick guesswork, so don't hold your breath, listeners. Teams, I'm going to give you a book, film, or person to act out, and the other team should attempt to guess the answer. Okay, Graham and Barry, you get ready to act your charade. The answer's going up now on our giant dot matrix laser display screen. And here for you at home is the mystery voice.
The cook, the sheep, his wife, and her lover. The cook, the sheep, his wife, and her lover.
Right, will you start your charade now, Graham and Barry? Shut up. Shut up or I'll eat you. And you, and you.
Big bad wolf. Three little pigs.
Bad.
It's lambs, right? It's so obviously not the one we think it is.
Well, say it, just in case it is.
No, they think we're fools. We're falling into a trap.
Oh, no.
No. Lambs, shut up or I'll eat you.
Sheep at the price.
Not the famous bricklayer. It's called Red Riding Hood.
They didn't say how many words, so we can go on counting all night.
Well, I'll tell you, it's 10 words, and you haven't got one of them. Yes, you had half of them.
10 words.
To hurry you along, I'll give you a small clue. Two of the words in question are the. The audience, do you think they're going to get it?
No. Mainly because we've given up, actually. Looking totally disinterested.
Well, there is. I'll give you another small clue. There's another word, and.
And
yes.
Don't be misled by that.
No. Too old a hand, Hump.
Give us a couple more clues, Hump.
The word cook.
Is that 10 words?
It's 9 words, if I may do.
Cook, the thief, his wife and her lover. Is that right?
That's it.
I don't know where
so close.
Where the sheep comes in, I don't have no idea.
The cook, the sheep, his wife and her lover.
Ah.
That one went so well that I think we'll do another. Bill and Willie, you're going to act again. Here's your subject coming up on the screen, and for you at home, the mystery voice. I bet he pronounces it wrong, too.
Les Miserables. Les Miserables.
Right, Bill and Willie, start acting.
Two-ish. Bonjour, Jules.
Bonjour, Jim.
Oh, mais c'est une monde dépressante, n'est-ce pas?
Ray Thompson, Trop Grey.
Oh. Bleeding pleur, 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 pleur.
Les pour aren't chat et chien.
Oui. Sauvons la femme dont je.
C'est la vie misère.
Oh.
Okay.
Moi aussi. We can go on for hours, eh?
Okay, start guessing Graham and Barry.
Bonjour, tristesse.
No,
but
wrong.
French and sad. French and depressed.
French and blonde.
Ah. It could have been, actually. But it wasn't.
It's not Julie Jim.
No. That's three-ish.
The raining wasn't anything to do with it, was it?
Read the book, it was belting down, but
I think it's on the tip of your tongue, Graham.
It is.
Spit it out.
Yes, it's Les Miserables.
Quite right.
Teams, I want you to suggest some unamusing words, and the first person to get a laugh is out. And I mean out. I intend to monitor the game scientifically, for the purpose of which I've attached a small Geiger counter just beside Samantha's left armpit. I shall disqualify the first man to register even a small tremor. Bill, will you start?
Cake.
Mandible.
Sheep.
Catacomb.
Signpost.
Bogwort.
Nothing funny about Bogwort.
No, I agree.
Audience, should we disqualify him? No, they
very
didn't.
Mixed.
Right, carry
very
on.
Mixed.
Carry on. Whose turn is it?
Trampoline.
Nautical.
Trilby.
Aerosol.
Now, I'm afraid there was a real guffaw.
Oh, no.
So, you have to be out now.
Am I out again, Humphrey?
You're out again now, right. For good. Willie.
Balloon.
Catalogue.
Varicose vein.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just I haven't had a chance to blame it. Go on, Barry.
I'm out. It's hitting down out here.
You should have switched on your answering machine. Willie.
Eczema.
Sorry, Willie, you're responding. So it's a final face-to-face round now with Graham Garden and Bill Tidy. You to start,
my
Graham.
Bill.
Glue.
Probe.
Nostril.
Blanch.
Tomato.
Bill Tidy is the winner. I think that giggler in the fourth row was a plant, but still, we'll go on. For our final music round tonight, teams, I'd like you to turn some dull pieces of prose into grand operatic duets. I'm pleased to say that you'll be assisted in this by the services of the Royal Philharmonic, Colin Sell. Before we start, I'd just like to clear up a misprint in this week's Radio Times. It says on page 20 that Willie Rushton is quite used to taking the lead at Covent Garden. In fact, this should read that Willie Rushton is quite used to taking a leak in his front garden. Willie and Bill, will you start, please? Your piece is taken once again from the invaluable Games and Activities for Scouts. This is number 37, Scout Staff Display.
Each patrol should prepare a 2-minute display of uses of the Scout Staff. The following is a list of uses of varying practicability. Keeping one's feet while fording a river. Repelling a mad dog. Beating a fire. Making various items of camp furniture. Playing push grommet. Killing small animals. Keeping contact with other scouts while walking across a moor in the dark. Erection, erection, erection of a tent. Ha!
Got a few tremors from Samantha there, but Barry and Graham, will you now sing your duet, which is taken from last night's shipping forecast?
And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Meteorological Office at 2343. Viking. North of Tira, south of Tira, north of Tira, south of Tira, southeasterly. 5 or 6, or decreasing 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic. Rockle. Malin Hebrides,
Arrows,
Southeast Iceland,
it is dead,
it's a German bite,
soul,
Lundy Fastnet,
Lundy Fastnet,
Dover White,
Portland, Plymouth,
Portsmouth,
Bering West,
five or six, Edgley seven, Edgley six, four or five.
I don't suppose anybody wants to know the score. That's very nearly it for this week, but before Samantha and I go off to polish my trophies, we've just got time for a few limericks. Graham, you're going to... Sorry, Colin.
Sorry,
Al. Did I say something funny?
Only for a moment,
Tom.
One in a row.
That's you out of the next round. Graham, here's your first line. While having a drink with Ken Bruce...
While having a drink with Ken Bruce, I noticed his trousers were loose.
I said, you need a belt.
You unspeakable Celt.
He said, I just have 12 on the hoose.
Willie, here's your opening line. At an orgy with Sir Jimmy Savile.
At an orgy with Sir Jimmy Savile, his tracksuit began to unravel.
He said, don't make a fuss.
And fashioned a truss.
Out of cement, two parts sand, three parts gravel.
Barry, an opening line for you. At afternoon tea with John Peel...
At afternoon tea with John Peel, I inquired if his accent was real.
He said, out of the house,
I'm incredibly scouse.
But at home, it depends how I feel.
Bill, here's one for you. In a restaurant with veteran Pete Murray...
I see it looming. In a restaurant with veteran Pete Murray, he demolished a vindaloo curry.
There came a great roar.
That rattled the floor.
And laid waste vast areas of Surrey.
And on that low note, we've come to the end of the programme this week. Join us again next time from all of us. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Bill Snady were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Jon Magnusson.